So the kingdom is inside of us. I'm talking to you about the kingdom of God that's in you. You were born again. There's a miracle in here. So here's the three things I hear for this year. I hear that God says that this is a season where there's going to be an uncovering, there's going to be an unveiling, and then there's going to be a recovering of the things as they should have been. There's going to be an uncovering, and there's going to be an unveiling, and there's going to be a recovering of things as they should have been. The uncovering is not the uncovering that is done like the uncovering of men. Not the uncovering like the uncovering of Noah's son who exposed his nakedness. Not an uncovering that exposes sin because love covers a multitude of sins. But an uncovering that exposes roots. Because it's from roots that fruits come. For it's roots that create that which is good, or roots that create that which cannot be life. And this is a season where I'm uncovering, and this shaking is going to go into the world. Watch and see, because even in the natural arenas and the secular arenas, this is a season where much corruption is going to be uncovered. Many things are going to come to the surface and come to the light that have been hidden. But that's not the good news. The good news is I'm coming to you to uncover in your life the things that have held you back. The things in your life that are like a gift, they're a flaw. Left to themselves, they destroy you. But when they're uncovered and revealed, they show you the very place that you need me the most. And when you find that place in this season, you're going to find that I'm quick to love and I'm quick to heal. I'm quick to transform. For as you were born is not as you should be. It's as you were born again to be. And I'm going to come and I'm going to deal with things that are even generational in your heart, generational in your family, generational in your city, generational in the communities of God. And I'm going to cause there to be an uncovering only so there can be an unveiling. And the unveiling is going to be an unveiling of solutions to that which has been uncovered. But it's not an unveiling of what is far away. It's an unveiling of what I put in your house. Don't you know that you are the house of my habitation? And in the house of my habitation, every treasure is there. Yet you cannot see what's before you unless there's an uncovering to see the need and an unveiling to discover, there it is. My kingdom come, my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then I'm going to restore that which should have been. And some things that you thought were lost, some things that you thought could never return again, things the cankerworm devoured, things that were destroyed by the moth and destroyed by the pestilence or the disease, I'm going to cause the very root of that which should have been to be restored. And I'm calling in a sevenfold return from all that has been taken from your house, and that which would have been will return in its full perfection. But it will happen because this is the season where I'm uncovering, I'm unveiling so that I can restore that which should have been. You'll see signs of this in the arenas of the natural, but don't look to the arenas of the natural to understand what I'm doing, for those are just signs of what is real. Look to your hearts and let me uncover. And don't be so strong that I cannot heal. For this is a season you're going to understand love like never before. You're going to understand justice in a new way. You're going to understand that mercy ended your past and grace empowers your future. And you will become people who are merciful. And you will become people who are full of grace. For this is another season in my measure to be the people of God, says God, and I'm doing it here. Don't look for the things that you can do. Look for who you can be in the things that you do. For the things that you do will not make you who you are, but when you discover who you are, the things that you put your hands to do will bring in a great harvest, says God. And I've given you many giftings and many talents, many abilities, many endeavors, many possibilities, but understand that it will only be as effective as my kingdom come, and my will being done on earth as it is in heaven. But know that my kingdom is not far away. My kingdom is within you. It's a place of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. It's the place where I rule and I reign. It's the place where I guide steps into peace. It's the place where I heal disease and I heal all sickness. It's the place where light comes to darkness. It's the place of Christ. It's the place of desire. It's the place of the Lord of Lords. So listen to your heart. Listen to your heart.